No, we only get the best here. We're up to Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the very bottom of the page. Okay, one, let's go. Tanya, we learned. The bottom line. Rebbe Eimer, it's Gimel Nissen Tavshin Ayin Vav. Rebbe says, Golo V'yadul Efnei Mishra V'yadulam, it's revealed before the Ebishter, Sheik Ben Mechabed Es Ima Yoysim Aviv. Naturally, a son honors his mother more than his father, Mibnei Shemeshadal Tvidvar, the mother so nice to him, and constantly, you know, talks, encourages him. Leficha, therefore, when the Eibishter tells us you have to honor your parents, he mentions Higdim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kivit Av LeKivit Ein. Mentions your father before your mother, because it doesn't come to you naturally. The goal of Yidul Efnei Mishra Mavayelam is revealed before the Eibishter. Shaben Misyari Ma'av of Yosim Ima. His son fears his father more than his mother. That comes to him naturally. Nation Malam De Teda. Not because his father beats him up, because his father teaches him Teda. So he's his teacher as well. That's why the Eibishter has to warn us first to honor, to fear your mother, because a mitzvah is something which does not come to you naturally. Tony, we just said that the Eibishter is a partner in this whole relationship. If somebody causes anguish to your parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter says, Yafa Asisi, it's good that I did, Shalai Darti Beinehem, that I didn't join this family. She molly darti beneim. See, they'll also be in pain. So because of, could we just said before that three shutfim in every family. They just, I moved out. So it's not fair. Because of the son, you moved out. The parents didn't do anything wrong here. Why should the parents lose out having the Abish as a partner in their marriage? Not very fair. Omer Abitzchak. Kol ha'oived aveda besesef. Anybody commits an aveda discreetly is ke'ilu doichek ragli shechina. It's as if he's pushing away the Eibishter. Shenemar says, Koi Amar Hashem. The Eibishter says, Hashemayim Kisi, that heaven is my stool. The Ha'orot Tzadayim Ragli. Sorry? Yeah, nobody's looking. That's right. You get a limousine to a hotel, a park hotel over there, and you do things that you shouldn't be doing. That's discreetly. Watch television. So the Eibishter says, "Koy Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my seat, and the world is my footstool." So if you can sin as if the Eibishter doesn't exist, you're pushing him away. Amar Shmuel Levi, used to be 31A1A hobby. Now I don't know where we are anymore.
31A still.
Oh, still okay. Aser la Adam sheyahalech arba amas bekoyv meskufa. You're not allowed to walk around with your head held high as an arrogant person filled with yubri. Shenemar, it says, mole kolosh kvayda. The Eibishter fills the entire world. And here you're taking up space. Rav Huna, le mazgi arba amas begilarosh. He would not walk four amas with a revealed head, with an uncovered head. Oma Shechina lemayle mirayshi. The Eibishter is above my head. So I have to remember. Yore Malka. Where it comes from is, we had this in Shabbos as well. Rabbi Yossi says, I didn't.
As we had before, that a Tamat Chacham passed to Hob Nasudr al Roshi. But now we're talking.
Two things. First of all, the Tamat Chacham. A special turban. But again, you know, the Machlek is poskim wearing a yarmulke is Mahatayda. The Tzemach Tzedek learns it's Mahatayda. Right, the Shara Maluyim, the Tzemach Tzedek learns it's Mahatayda, and there's a host of others. The Vilna Gaon says you don't have to wear yarmulke. The Mashal screams, there's a Tshuva Mashal, Tshuva Ayin or Ayin Aleph, where he screams at the Ashkenazim. He says the Chutzpah, they're so makpid on the yarmulke, they go to bed with the yarmulke on the head, let alone during the day. And that when it comes supper or dinner, they eat Basar Shuman Mamish. Sounds like a Ruch Siddur Shid. They eat real meat. They eat meat and then they worry about a yarmulke. Talking about sinning discreetly. So anyway, but the bottom line is that his big machlek is the yarmulke is with the Rabbanon Minig. The Taz says it's L'Sech Chukas Akum. And in that type of Shulchan Aruch, there's a number of places it refers to a yarmulke, and each place is a different language. So it's not sure if it's Mizrach Chassidus, or if it's a din, a minig, or it's Chukas Akum, or it's Mamash Adin, Din the Rabbanon, Din Mateida. Not that clear. Shaul, that is interesting. Shaul ben Amona Achaz Rabbelezer. The son of a widow asked Rabbi Lezer, Abba Oimer Hishkeni Maim. If my father tells me to drink water, now he said my father, he didn't have a father. But he's asking the question. Rabbi Shmo was under the impression, Rabbi Lezer was under the impression that he was asking about himself. The Ima Oimer Hishkeni Maim, my mother tells me drink water.
He's asking an abstract concept, he's saying.
Yeah, but
if
he says,
mother would say, or
no, he didn't. He says, Abba, my father. But he doesn't have a father, so he's talking as if it's him, even though it wasn't. He's Ashkeni Maim. The Ima, my mother, Oimer Hishkeni Maim. Eizem Mehem Kaidim. Who shall listen to first? first. Amalei said, "Hanach kvoid imcha." Don't listen to your mother first. I say kvoid avichadu. Your father wants. He's bidding. Sha'at avi imcha chayovim bekvoid avicha. Say you and say your mother a chayiv in the covet of your father. Where exactly is this chiv that a wife is chayiv in the covet of? Where does it say? There's no mocker for it, other than the Gemara right here. But where does it say? And even though it's accepted, where is it, what mitzvah is it, or what halacha is it that a wife has to? There's no mocker. Just a statement, a state of being. As is the mitzvah, it's accepted. Where does it come from? Today, you learn the Gemara. The first question a woman's going to ask is, where does it come from? And I'll say, I don't know. Yeah. So, you should listen to your father because your mother listens. From here, one of the early Achrayim writes in the Tshuva that you have to give more derech cheretz to your Rebbe's Rebbe than to your Rebbe. Because you have to give more derech cheretz to your father, because since your mother's giving derech cheretz to your father, and you have to give derech cheretz to your mother, so you got to give derech cheretz to the one that your mother's giving derech cheretz to. While they're alive. So that's what he's saying. And others say, what are you talking about? Over here, you have a direct chiyuv to give cover to your father. So you have a double reason. You have to give cover to your father and your mother equally. And since your mother has to give cover to your father, and you have to give, and therefore, so it's more leaning towards your father and your mother. But there's no mitzvah to give cover to your Rebbe's Rebbe. What mitzvah is that? Only to your own Rebbe. So therefore, how do you make extrapolate that? But the Ab Poskim will hold that you have to give more cover to your Rebbe's Rebbe than to the Rebbe itself. Like a Talmud Chacham, not because, like any smart man.
No, but there is a special section.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's Machlekes. Bolif Ne Rabbi Shua. So he went to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer answered him. Bolif Ne Rabbi Shua. He went to Rabbi Shua. Just show you, Rabbi Shua was a coal miner. So he worked with the ruffians, and he knew people inside out because he dealt with the masses. So look, the same story happened to Rabbi Shua, and look what happened here. This same kid came to Rabbi Shua, the son of a widow. Amalei, he has another question. Kach Amalei Rebbe. This is what I was told by Rabbi Eliezer. Tell me, in his Gashima, I have a new question. What about if the parents divorced? You told me that I was told the whole reason because the mother has to listen to the father. They're divorced. Ma, what do I do then? Who do I listen to? Amalei, Rabbi Shua already was a people understood. He said, "Mibein rise nech, I can tell from your eyebrows because he plucked them out. Nikesh ben amanata, that you're a son of a widow because obviously you cried a lot. You have no father. So your question that you're asking is very hypothetical. You're asking me as if you know. I'm going to show you cannot smile at Hamachachem. Rabbi Eliezer didn't notice it. Rabbi Shua did because Rabbi Shua was a coal miner and he worked with kind of people that work in coal mines. So he knew what was happening out there. Rabbi Eliezer was more." Ivory Tower. So he said the following: Hata, since a theoretical, I'll talk to you like on your level. Hata lehen mayim b'safel, pour water in a cup and put it right in between them. V'kakei lehen ketana goyla, and scream in there like a bunch of roosters. Let them fight it out. Have a chicken fight, and let them fight out who gets the water. In other words, there's no precedence anymore. You do whatever you want, but because you try to outsmart me and try to be cute, I'll be cute also. Dorash ula mos dashen the rabba. A piece of the great rule of Dashan and the opening of the house on the sea. And my dear Sivan Possig, Du Hashem Komalchi Oret. All the kings of the world will praise the Abishta, Kishamu. They heard Imre Picha, the words you already said. What words did they already say that they heard? Mam Pichalim, the words he's saying now they didn't hear. Eli Imre Picha, what they heard previously. What's going on here? So the Pshat has followed. Bishar Shamakar, but Abishta said, they heard the first of the Ten Commandments. Vices, the whole world heard it, or they heard it, or told over to them. He take care of himself. He believe in me, don't believe in anybody else. So obviously, David has a vested interest. Once he said, honor your father and your mother, so he's not only worried about himself, he's worried about others as well. Then they gave praise not only for Kibbutz of Aim, but also for the first ones. So therefore, it's Imre Picha, the words you originally said. And we learned before yesterday, Gemara, the Abishah equates honoring your parents to honoring himself. The same idea, but from this pasuk, the beginning of your words are true. We're in the beginning of your words and not the middle of words. We're in the beginning, not the end. From the end of your words, I can tell that the first words are also good. They asked the question of Ula, how far do you have to give it aim?
Rav Ula compared to Ula Stam.
I don't know, and who's Ula Rabba? Don't know. As far as we know, there's only one Ula. Other Amorite Taisa says, there were two of them here, two Ravasis, two Ravkanas, and so on and so forth.
Must have been common names.
I guess so. No, but by the name of Rav, I don't know. How far does Kivur Avim go? Let's learn from a goy who does not have the mitzvah kivur aim. He wasn't heading. We'll have a little discussion with him. A goy who does not have the mitzvah kivur aim. What did this goy do in Ashkelon? The Dumba ben Asina Shmai. His name is Dumba ben Asina. Pamachas one day. Bikshu chachamim prakmatia. They want to do a geshef b'shishim ribui schar. A profit of 600,000 gold coins. Today, there's no money in the world that's equal to that. The key for the chest was under the pillow of his father. Hard to understand this whole story. So whose box was it? They wanted to do a kind of geschäft and without details. If it's under the father's pillow, where's the father's box? So you don't think that he should have woken up his father? Can you imagine if you're lying in bed and somebody offers you a profit of 600,000 gold coins and you don't want to wake me up and I'll beat the kid up? Of, what if you didn't wake me up?
Unless the father was really tired and he used it as a protection.
600,000 gold coins, he can hire as many servants and butlers and
he could have bought a whole
and today also you could do whatever you want. Oh, so unless it belonged to the son, so why did the father have the key under his pillow? Unless he didn't trust some of his own things there, and he threw the key. See, I'm sure the father would have said, "Wake me up for this." This I would have given you the key back. So this whole story, never understood properly what's going on here. But let's go back to the light city, and didn't wake him up. Now we don't know the story. The Gemara continues. Go and see. It seems there's only one good righteous guy they found stories about, because everything Kivir of Aim is all about him. What does God do? Love you, Ashkelon, and Vidama ben Sinishmai. Bikshu mimenu chachami, mavonim le'efoy. What was his business? It's the same story. They wanted these precious gemstones for the efoy, for the Kohen Gadol. B'shishim ribuiz char, a profit of 600,000. But Rav Kahana Masni b'shmoni was 800,000. Like, whatever. The key was underneath the pillow of his father. The late cedar refused to wake him up. He got a reward. Obviously, they bought the gem somewhere else. They no longer needed it, so they weren't going to pay that kind of money anymore. The Abishai rewarded him the following year. He had a pot adum bedri. Remember a few years ago, there was a big news in the paper?
In New Jersey,
somewhere in America, they found the pot adum, and they found a couple of black hairs. Once you find two black hairs, it's all right. Later,
no,
yeah.
No, I think it was the...
What? You think he dyed it?
No, they found that it was male, not female.
Oh.
It could be. The pillow, you could have just waited till the next day, till the morning.
The Chalmen is an urgent need. The Kohen Gadol has to go serve in the Beis every day. Obviously, we're missing a stone.
Yeah, what do you
have
to replace one stone? What happened?
Two.
Maybe fall off. Maybe. Could be. It never happened. If it happened, your wife's diamond falls out of her earring or something.
What do you call it?
To
engrave the names on it? Not the Shamir.
Hello?
It says Avon Nim, so both of them were missing.
They went back to him again. The following year, they had to buy paradum. He says to them, "I know sheimani mevakish mekem komamish ba'olam. I can ask you for any money amount, any amount of money, because paradum is really rare. Atim nicely, you'll give it to me. Ela einani mevakish mekem ela oisem mamish v'sadim shekovad abba." Now, so the Mashal says he was a good, righteous person. I mean, only 600,000 gold coins. What do you do with so much money? So, how much more money do you need? 600,000 gold coins, he can buy you a country. Anyway.
You never asked someone who's a rich man, why do you go to work in the morning?
An uncle of mine went to university to study gemology. I mean, he was a very wealthy man, and he was in jewelry. But he went and he studied gemology. He did a research what all the stones were. And he made a chosh and mishpat and gave it to the Rebbe as a present. Whatever happened to it, I don't know.
The same size each stone?
Whatever he is able to do research on. He did, and he gave it.
You know,
he got a very nice answer to the Rebbe,
you know,
by the way.
Somebody was looking to find the pitana.
Yeah. What?
In New South Wales.
Yeah.
In New South Wales, they're looking.
Exactly. The journalist writes that these particular stones that have been found they are smaller than the full stop at the end of this sentence.
What size? You have to be,
I don't know anything. I'm saying what was found was tiny little things that are smaller than a full
dust.
Stop.
You would think that they didn't go to Australia then to find these stones. They went to Ashkelon.
Yeah, but the thing is that they must have realized what the price, because they're the ones who offered it.
What, for Paradoma?
Because
precious stone. Like
it but it also depends on the Shasat Chak. The supply and demand. The more urgent the need is, the more price they'll pay.
So this is the conclusion of the story. Chanina says, "Uma misha eina mitzuva va'isa madach goy does not have the mitzvah kriyav of aim, and look the kind of reward that he gets. Kach mitzuva va'isa alach is kamakama. Surely a mitzuva va'isa is far greater. How do I know mitzuva is greater? You can argue that a volunteer is greater than somebody who's conscripted. No, the Amar Rab Chanina, Godul mitzuva va'isa misha eina mitzuva va'isa." Far greater. Why is he greater? So some of the Shonim say because the Yetzer Hara stands in your way. Tosis says a very interesting thing. Tosis says if you're not into Vaisa, the moment it gets hard, you just walk away. Who needs it? So therefore, there's no. Because you have that attitude. Who needs it? It's that hard.
Oh, but it's when he went ahead and did it. Well, you're weighing up. What's greater?
No, but that's
about. Because it's a mitzvah.
So he's saying it. Why? Because the challenge is not as great. If you decide to do something on a voluntary basis, and you know you can always, the fact that you know, pas besalai, you can always walk away, even when there's a difficulty, you don't see it as such a difficulty. Because if I don't, I'll try. If I don't, I'll go away. But you will do it. Because the shenas are all, you know, just a mirage.
Let me ask you, you nudge your kid 50 times, clean up the bedroom. Finally, they clean up the bedroom. Or you come home one day from work and your kid says, Tati, have a look what I did. I cleaned up all by myself. Which one's going to give you more nachas? That you nudge.
What does nachas have to do with mitzvah?
I'm saying that this one is mitzvah and the other one is
a mitzvah slibot. Either because the Yetzer Hara is telt fisalach, or because it's easier to do a volunteer because you can always walk away. So therefore, whatever challenges you have, you somehow
come. I understood this mitzvah chassid is because mitzvah is miloshin tzav, so you create a connection with the Yobish that was not there before.
Okay, let's do Tesis. Your argument, let's do Tesis. Tesis, God will serve Isa, the Tesis. Top left corner. Four Tesis on the top. Nida, the hind, the time. I'll give you the reason why. The Misha, Mitzvah, Isa, Odif is better. The Fisha, Doyigu, Mitzvah, Yoisa is constantly concerned and worried, and he's in pain. Pen the Yavar, maybe I won't do it correctly. Mimisha, Eina, Mitzvah, she actually passed Basala. She im Yirtsa, Yenich. Too hard, I walk away. And the fact that too hard, he walks away, is like passed Basala, so therefore, even there's a challenge, yeah, I'll try.
If you got an employee that he knows he's going to get his wages and all that, and he wants to take time off, it's a different thing to approach him and ask if somebody's a volunteer.
There's a big argument in all these schools that have boards. What's better, to have a volunteer board or a paid board? And even I read surveys that paid is always better than volunteer. Even volunteer, noble, and they're altruistic.
Pay peanuts, you get monkeys. If you pay nothing,
what do you get?
If you pay for it, then you expect service. You know.
Oh, because they have a right to demand. If people volunteer, you have no right to demand for them because whatever I'm doing, where is my thank you?
Exactly.
I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind. First I thought, whoever tells the Rabbi Yosef, I'm a blind person, because you know why? Because the whole mifkid, no, I wasn't instructed, and I still did the mitzvahs. I thought, what a great thing. Like Yemi said. Is great if you were instructed. Adrabe, man, normally the ain halach Rabbi Yehuda, which by the way, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Avinut yom tov rabbanim. There's a fascinating Ran that the Ran brings. I remember the Dorim. I don't remember this time from last time. But the Ran brings in Rosh Hashanah. He says, Rabbi Yosef. The whole discussion, the Rabbein Tam comes to me, Mekan, Noshim, when they make a mitzvah, they make a bracha, because always Rabbi Yosef was so happy, he missed out all the brachas, and we know that if you want to be a chassid, you have to say brachas, and what was so happy, must be that he was made to make brachas. Then the whole machleg, the Rabbein Tam, Rambam, and everyone else. So he says, maybe, and the one that I see, the blind person right here, because he was obviously making brachas. He said, maybe there's two kinds of blind people. Maybe there's a blind person who was born blind, and a blind person who was able to see, then became blind. Maybe that's the person's chayiv. So he says, Rabbi Yosef, he says, you do agadata. Now, the agadata doesn't say now Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, you know why he became blind? In the Ran and the Dharma, I remember, and I didn't see it this time around, so I don't know what happened, that he was in a cave hiding, and then when he went out, it was so brilliant, the sun, that the sun blinded him. The Ran and Rishana says, you know why he became blind? Because he didn't want to look outside of his four amas. He didn't want to see things that you shouldn't see. And he couldn't control himself. So he decided to blind himself so he shouldn't be able to see outside of 4 hours. Pretty amazing. Well, because of that, he was mentioned every few pages of the Gemara. Next to Abaye Barov, Rabbi Yosef is the third most popular Amoda. I don't know. 2,000 years later, we still talk about him.
Him state, you know, not, you're not supposed to.
But that's what I mean. So the Ran says he blinded himself because of his frumkeit. Kiosk, Rav Dimi Yom, Rav Dimi came along, he says, Pa machas, it happened once. How you love which sirkin shazam. Now the Russian, the other Russian learned, it seems like it's a story about Rav Dimi. Rashi says there's another story about Dom ben Sinner. We got four stories about Dom ben Sinner. He's the only guy they found who actually did Kivra Bain. That, and this is a weird story which proves there's something wrong here with this whole story. Because he was sitting there once, dressed sirkin shazam. Now they had 600,000 gold coins, he bought himself gold clothing. But Yoshe ben Gedele Remi, he's a ganze macha now, he's sitting there amongst the senators in Rome. Uba Se'ima, his mother came along. How did she get from Ashkelon to Rome? I'm not sure. The Karat Mimenu, and she tore his clothing off, the Tavchel Reishi, and beat him on the head with a shoe. The Yorkul Lebefanu spat him in the face, Valeya Chlima, and he wasn't embarrassed, didn't return the embarrassment to her. And Rashi said, this is Dama ben Asina. So it's a very controlling parents here. Obviously, the key under the pillow, because they didn't trust him, they didn't want to have anything, and so on and so forth. She traveled all the way from Ashkelon to Rome, to the back of the head. Anyway, there's more to the story than meets the eye. So I'm going to Tony Avim Evrei Vavu, Rav Avim Evrei Vavu said, Yesh Machil Leva Aviv, sometimes a person can feed his father Pisioni, which is a very fancy quail, with Tardim and Oilam, yet he gets no Chayim Haba, Yesh Matchin and Berchayim, others who ground in a mill, who may be a Lechayim Haba, in other words, he makes his father work hard, and yet he will get a Haba. How's that work? Sorry. So Rashi brings a Yishalmi that tells a story that one guy, his father said, you know, one guy that, he used to feed his father quail, and once his father said, where do you get so much quail from? And the guy said, shut up, old man, and just eat what you're on your plate. He was giving very, very fancy stuff, but he was so rude, and he made his father feel so guilty that he lost everything. The other guy, the army was looking, wanted to conscript the father. So he told the father, take my place, you work at the mill, and I'll go to the army instead of you. So even though he made his father work, he's a tzaddik, he saved him from going to the army. So it's not really what you do, it's what the kavanah intention and how you make the person feel. The same thing we had in the Gemara, we'll have in the Gemara about Basar, when you give tzedakah, that if you give a mafaisa, you get 11 brachas, because make the guy feel good is worth more than money. Avu, one said, Avi, my son, Kayim mitzvah kilut, he personally is mechabed me, even though Chamisha b'nei Samchav, they had five great sons, La'avi mechay Avi, yet when his father was alive, Avu, he personally used to go and honor him. Chi Avi Oser Avu, Kori Ababa, when Avu used to come and go and knock on the door, Rohid v'ozil Abavima used to run, Upasakle, and open the door for him. But Oman, he would say, Inin, yeah, I'm coming, Adamatayasim. He'd say, wait, I'm coming. So no, none of his kids should have the mitzvah except himself. One day, give me water. By the time he brought water to his father, Nimnim, his father was an older man, Abavu, and he fell asleep. Gochini bent down. Koyole, he stood there. Adi itai, he stood there and waited until he woke up. Istayeya milsa, and he was, and while he was waiting there, suddenly the Abishah helped. The Dorash Avimai Mizmal Asav. Suddenly he came up with a new Dorash on Mizmal Asav. According to Rashi, one pshat, he was a big Talmud Chacham. And he just had another pshat mizmal asav. We actually had in brachas. Why mizmal asav? Kina asav it should be, because it talks about the churbeis and migdash. So we said that Baruch Hashem, the Eibush vented his anger and his spleen against the rocks, Eitz Mavanim, rather than people. Tesis brings another whole pshat over here that has to do with koyach, and that story another time. It's like Omer Yaakov Bar Abaye, Yaakov Bar Abaye. Until I came back from Rab Abba, every time I came back from yeshiva, this is Rav Yaakov Aruvu says Abaya. What should I do? Every time I come back from yeshiva, Abba Madili Kosa, my father is so proud of me. I'm a yeshiva bacher. He pours me a cup. The Imam Mazguli, and my mother stands in Delut. Say, oh, work for me. Hey, Chi Avid, I'm embarrassed that my parents are serving me. I should be serving them. What should I do? Amalei Miimcha Kabil. Accept the wine from your mother. Don't accept from your father. Why? The kivan de bar teiru, because your father is not just your father, he's also a ben teiru. He feels bad that he has to serve you. It's a bit hard to understand. We always say that the father's meichel is covered and so on and so forth. I guess if he. Exactly, equally, yeah.
No. That's the reason why he brings him a cup.
He's very proud, exactly. So Rashi said, "Chol shadaita im tekabel mimenu avoda." That if you accept your father's work, he feels bad. hard to understand. But anyway, Rab Tarfin Havlehi Imo, he had a mother to call Amos David Boy Lemes Lepuri. Every time she wanted to climb up to her bed, Gochin, he would bend down the Saluklo and he would lift his mother up onto the bed. Every time she wanted to get off the bed, Nochta Elayu, she would go take a slip of feet off the bed and put it on top of him. Also, he went, or she went, to different opinions, the Kamishtaba Bay Midrasha, praising. According to the Shami, it was the mother who went. Our Gemara seems like also he went. And in praising Amrili, said to him, here in Our Gemara's version is, I'm tired from personally, which is hard to understand. Why would he go and brag? Anyway, they told him, Adayin lo yigat l'chatzi kibud. It's not even half of kibud of him. Klum zorka ani kibud fanecha liyam v'lo yichlamta. Did she take your wallet with money and throw it in the yam and you didn't embarrass her back and get angry? The famous story, the Avnei Nezer, the Socha Chavagon, was very, very sick at the age of 12. He was a Boki B'Shas already. And his father went to the Chiddush Yerim. And the Chiddush Yerim begged him, give a bracha to my son. It's a big Talmud Chacham. So Chiddush Yerim said, what's this, a Talmud Chacham? Doesn't know anything.
Put him down, yeah.
Couldn't believe it. And he walked out. And Avnezer lived many years, came a Rebbe as well. And he was saying, son-in-law of the Chiddush Yerim. So he couldn't believe it. So one of the Chiddush Yerim told him the Pshat as follows. He said, why would the mother retire? How many people do this? Get on the floor and let the mother stand on them. What do you mean didn't get it? So then nobody will mekayim kibud aveim. What kind of mitzvah is that? Nobody can mekayim. Pshat like this. Every person has a mission to do in this world. When you finish a mission, the Eibusha takes you back in Gan Eden. Rab Tarfon was such a big tzaddik that he already, his young age, was ready to go to Gan Eden. He fulfilled all of his mitzvahs to the maximum. The Chacham didn't want him to pass away. So he said, Das heist a mitzvah? He's not even half of what he should do. He has to stay longer in this world. And that's exactly what the Chiddush Yerim did with Avi Nezer. He said, Das heist a Talmud Chacham, he could do so much better. So he has to stay in this world so he can live for it. Rab Yosef, ki habishama kol karim. Rab Yosef, when he heard the voice of his mother, he couldn't see. He was blind. Hear this. When his mother came into the house, he would say, I'm going to stand up for the Shekhinah that's coming. And that's an unbelievable thing. Didn't say about the father. But he said about his mother. When she comes in the room, the Shekhinah just walked into the room. This is a beautiful Gemara you should remember. And your mother is like the Shekhinah. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Ashrei mi shalei chaman. Hear this. Rabbi Yechon said, praiseworthy is the person who never saw their parents. Because it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah kivavim properly. Like Rab Tarfon, and therefore, and Rabbi Yechon was a yosem. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon ki avarti ime, when his mother became pregnant, and Mace of his father died, and Yolta, as soon as his mother gave birth to him, Mace, she died, Mace ime. So he was a yosem, so the difference, he could say it. He had to find a positive spin in his life. So he said, Asher Mishal Lechama. Abai also was a yosem. In fact, Abaye was Rabba's nephew, and Rabba called him Nachmeni because, according to Rashi, we had in Gittin, because his father was Nachmeni. Therefore, he called Nachmeni so he should remember his father. My mother always told me, Ahi Marab Nisa. It wasn't his mother, it was his foster mother, Kira. How about this is a sad story. Rab Asi, now this story here, I won't have time right now. A big machlek is the Shaynach Rahel Shag Mother, and this is the machlek is whether you should put your parents in old age home or not. Rab Asi, machlek Ram and Ravid. Havla, he imozikeni had a mother, an elder mother, Amrule. One day she said to him, Be in a tachshiti, and I want you to get me nice clothes. Avila, he did it. Be'ina gavra, I need a man to get married to. She's an old lady. Na'ayiloch, he said, I'll look into it for you. Then she, the next time he comes, he be'ina gavra, because I want someone just as good as you. Shafka, he ran away, va'ozal out of Yisrael. According to the Raiva, the Pshatis, because she was demanding, and Mitzat Kivra of Amy has to fulfill her wishes, but this is impossible to fulfill. So this way, he ran, and this follows the Gemara, Asher Mishal Echaman. This way he avoided the Mitzat Kivra of Amy, and that's it. So therefore, older people you shouldn't have in your house because they're going to make, if they're very difficult to take, because they're going to ask you to do mitzvahs, according to the Ravid, and they're going to constantly demand, you can't. Sorry, this is how the Rambam learns. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. But what should you do? Hire, put them in old age home, and make sure that they're taken care of. But you don't have to be there. That's how the Rambam learns. The Ravid learns, that's not why at all. The Ravid learns because they're driving you crazy, not because you can't do mitzvah kibbutz, because you have there's no chiv to that extent to take care of your parents. So therefore, if you have no mitzvah, you have no mitzvah to do anything with them. Your mitzvah is over. Shama deko ozla basra. He ran to Yisrael. One day he heard that his mother come to look for him. Also, the Kam Rabbi Yechon, I went for Rabbi Yechon. He wanted to know, can I leave? I just saw to go visit my mother. Amalei ma'u lots of medical. Can I go greet her? Amalei also, you're not allowed to. Likras, sorry, first time he didn't say to my mother, stop. Can I leave? I just saw. He said, not allowed to. Oh, likras ima ma'u. What about kibud aveim? Can I leave? I just saw to see my mother. Amalei ain't you dead? Rabbi Yechon said, I got to think about it. You're allowed to leave for three things: pragmatia and whatever, and for marriage and for teda. But kibud aveim, I'm not sure. Israq Purta, a little time went by. Hadaraz, he came back again. Amalei, Asi. Yeah, he said, Asi, you're back. Nisratzis Lotzis. I gave permission to go. Hamokum Yachzir Chalashom. I bless you, you'll come back peacefully. Also, came Rabbi Lezer, Amalei, Chas Vishalom Dilma Midra. Maybe he got angry with me. Why the second time? The first time he said, I don't know. He said, go. As if to say, is he throwing me out? Is he evicting me from Etzisro or something? Amalei, my Amalei, tell me exactly the words that Rabbi Yechina said to you. Amalei, Hamokum Yachzir Chalashom. He gave me a brach, I should come back. Amalei, nu, Vimisa the Rosach. You think if he was angry, Loy Havi Mavarulach, he wouldn't have benched you? Adirab. In the meantime, Shammai heard La Reina de Gaza. He heard his mother's coming in a casket because she passed away. Amadi Yodif, I would have known Lenafki. As if to say there is no kivir aim for the Levaya, which is hard to understand because, as you will say in a minute, there's kivir aim b'chayev u'b'moisei. Anyway, tell him what we learned. Mechabde b'chayev u'mechabde b'moisei. Got a mechabde in both. B'chayev, how do you mechabde b'chayev? Keitzad hanishma b'dover aviv. If you know you go lemakim, if you go to a place and you know they honor your parents and you want to get favors, don't to take it in your own schus. Say it in the schus of your father, because every time you mention his name, it's a covet. Lo yoyim shalchuni b'shvil atzmi, send because of me. Or ma'aruni b'shvil hurry up for me. Or patruni b'shvil exempt me because of me. Elo kulu b'shvil abba b'meisei ketzer. How do you honor b'meisei? And it says in one of the early achrenim, b'meisei ketzer refers to also to kaddish. That's part of kivud of aim. Other late achrenim have a problem. If you learn that way, that means it's mahatayda to say kaddish. And actually, some poskim hold that's mahatayda to a child say kaddish, even though Shulchan Aruch says it's only made for ketanim, noshim v'ketanim. Why is mahatayda? Because if this is kivud of the aim,
so there is a need for a woman to say kaddish. Is this
the pischa tshuva that brings the chavas yor? But
so that story is about kivud.
Yeah, he had a dream. Yeah.
So.
But now that it became the minig, that's how you show you're covered. So therefore, you must do it.
Because it's a
kaddish
is
with
the
raisa. No, now that it is, if you don't say kaddish, you're over nisa the raisa because you're not doing the kaddish.
Because of the kibbutz.
Yeah. Others say pufaket. The only reason why you say kaddish is because your father's in Gehenim, you're taking him out. So therefore, faket, really saying kaddish is not a covet. What are you saying? My father needs help, he's in Gehenim. What kind of covet is that? So they argue there's no covet whatsoever in saying kaddish. The other people say back, what are you talking about? If kaddish is only to take out a gehenim, so how come on Shabbos you say kaddish and Shabbos there's no gehenim? How come for tzaddikim you say kaddish and there's no kaddish thing? So they, the other guy answer back because it's like plug. But interesting, the poskim will hold, it's only in Yanyi Hashas, the poskim will hold that saying kaddish is mahatayda. Never seen that before. Okay, bye. If you say over something in his name, my father said, my father, my teacher, you got to say it in Mishkova, 12 months. There's a machlek is a taz and shach if you're allowed to say zechrein levrocha within the 12 months as well, or you're not allowed to. The taz holds mefesh, you're not allowed to, and the shach holds mefesh, you're allowed to. According to the taz, asks an interesting question. Why, when it comes to kaddish, you only say 11 months? Because we don't want to say that our fathers or mothers are such a rasha that they're 12 months in thing. And yet, harini kabar mashkavi, which is if they're going to get him, I'll take a bar, you say 12 months. And he has a whole interesting teretz. What I never found was a basis, a mocker, for us today saying olav hashol. Where does that come from? It's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not in Rishayim, not in Gedolei Achronim. But who said, where does that come from?
It's a very particular lotion.
Zechrein Lebracha is it says Mefedish in the Taz, and Shulchan Aruch, you have to say Zechrein Lebracha, or anything comes to Gabi. No, under the Achronim on Shulchan Aruch, my memory is incorrect, talks about Olav Shalom. Today we say Olav Shalom day one. We don't say, it's not Zechrein Lebracha. Nobody said anything comes to Gabi, really. We just say, where does it come from? Homework. Google it, you'll find it. I'm sure it is. Go to Google. You find Google. Just don't have the time to do it. Tell me what we learned. When he repeats something, the name of his father, he doesn't say his father's name. He changes the name around. He says, my father, my teacher, doesn't say the name. Turgamin, but the guy who's translating him, he says it the way it is. Avu the man, whose father? Whose father are we talking about? Ilay Mavu, the father of Turgamin. If let's say, the Turgamin, Labach Yuvo, the Turgamin is allowed to say his own father's name, just because the other guy mentioned it. Elam Rabba Shem Abi Shal Chacham Shem Rabba Shal Chacham. Talking about the father, Kiha, the Marba Lavashi, Marba Lavashi, Kavit Dodish, Bepik Dash Nishiva, Iyu Amar, he would say, Abba Mori, my father, my teacher. Right? Marba Lavashi would say something named Lavashi, he wouldn't say Lavashi, he would say, my father, my teacher. La Moira Amar Hochi, Amar Lavashi. So I don't know how Svadim have, you know, they have the same name. Dafka, the children have the same name as the father, you know, junior, senior, and all that kind of stuff.
This is the best word in some of the subject of Chassid.
Now, well, you should. So is there anything about it? You know that you shouldn't. That you know you don't call your father's name. Is a din that you're not allowed to say the name if a friend of yours has the name of your father? You're not allowed to say his name. So if your son is the same as your father, it's even worse. How can you call him by that name? Unless it's a shame you do it, what? How'd you do that?
Yeah, but they have two names.
But the name.